And now, another stop in our series on local farmers markets and roadside stands. Today, NPR's Adam Hochberg takes us to Aden, North Carolina, known for its twist on a southern staple.
With the kind of pride that only a small-town chamber of commerce could muster, Aden trumpets itself as the collard capital of the world. For as long as anyone can remember, this community has tied its civic identity to the thick, leafy vegetable.
This is an example of the actual collards we sell right here.
Benny Cox and his wife Vicky run a roadside stand called the Collard Shack. Here you won't find the green collards that are common throughout the South. Instead, the Coxes grow yellow cabbage collards, an heirloom variety that's rare outside this part of North Carolina.
The yellow cabbage collard has a different taste than a green, what is called a green Georgia collard. A yellow cabbage collard is more tender, it's got a yellow tint to it, and it's not as tough.
When we visited the Coxes, several customers were buying collards by the bagful, which Vicky says isn't unusual in the rural South, where collards seem to be a major food group of their own.
Growing up, when Daddy farmed tobacco, we had collards 5 days a week at least. We might have a different meat to go with it, but I've been eating collards as long as I can remember.
The Coxes do their biggest business around special occasions like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and during the fall collard festival when Aden crowns its collard queen. But because the crop grows here year-round, you'll almost always find someone in town cooking up a batch.
We put the collards in this pot.
At Bum's Restaurant, Larry Dennis starts cooking them at 4 o'clock in the morning. In one pot, he boils the collards until they're soft, while in a second, he makes southern gravy.
I've put me in an assortment of ham, some fresh ham, some tenderized ham, and some country ham. Then I put a lot of different kind of sauces in it, and I'll boil that until everything in there gets just like butter. Then we pour that sauce that I've made over the collards.
Though Dennis serves 200 gallons of collards some weeks, he says he's never thought of marketing them outside Aden. Likewise, Benny Cox says he has his hands full just tending his roadside stand. So yellow cabbage collards remain just a local delicacy in this small North Carolina town. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
And you can find collard recipes at our website, npr.org.